So Lola texted me today in the middle of her school day, and she said, "Mommy, do I talk too much?"
Uh-oh.
And I was like, well, I mean, I'm sort of the wrong person to ask because I talk too much, and also I talk too much for my job. So maybe you do, but also I do. And also, who said that to you?
Who do I need to rough up? Who do I need to have a conversation with?
A teacher.
Yeah, no, your job is to teach, not to tell me things about my personality. But thank you so much.
Yeah, I got enough trauma. There's nothing that you can say that I haven't already said to myself, okay?
Yeah, American history is on the menu, not my personality. Fuck off.
Hello, Joey.
Hello, Yellow Marie Arsh. What did I just say? Yellow Marie Arsh?
I actually like that better.
Well, and Wee Warsh, how are you today?
I am great. I'm really excited to introduce our DBs to our new true crime adjacent show. We have been doing Love After Lockup for 2 years, babe.
It's been a hot minute. And you know what? I'm ready to take a break.
You guys emailed, you DM'd, you sent carrier pigeons, you threatened to expose Joey's nudes online, which, spoiler alert, they're already out there. But you asked and we heard you.
Yes, we did. And so we are proud to present to all of you The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Wait, is that a good enough intro, you think? I feel like there's a spicier way we could introduce this.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But what did you have in mind?
I think we should Broadway-fy this.
I think you're right.
Hello, I'm Joey Taranto, and I would like to talk to you about some Mormon wives.
Hello, my name is Ellen Marsh. I can't imagine that this show won't up and change your life.
It has so many insane parts. I can't believe that I've been roped into this big shit show.
Shut up. You're gonna love it so. If not, you could just support me and quiet down, you know.
Eat my ass.
Oh.
You heard me.
Jesus Christ, you'll love this fucking show.
You said that last time, remember?
Why don't you just give it a shot? Pretend it's something that you love just like a big fat cock.
Big fat cocks. I like those.
Yes, you do.
Okay, let's fucking go. Talk to you about the lives of Mormon wives.
The lives of Mormon wives. The lives of Mormon wives.
I was hoping that one of these days we'd cover something that everybody likes. You know, like dads.
Shut up, Sharon!
These wives are Mormon.
Mormon.
Enjoyed that because my little blue-eyed beauty got his hyperfixation on and he wrote, orchestrated, organized, sent me a track. Joey Taranto, we're probably going to get sued by Trey Parker and that other guy and probably all the members of South Park, but it's on the Patreon, so what are they going to do?
Oh, it's fine. Bring it on. You're not the first lawsuit I've come up against. Listen, for those of you who don't know, that is from Broadway's Book of Mormon. It is irreverent. It is out of control. I laughed so hard, my face hurt.
Yeah, when Book of Mormon hit Broadway, it was something that Broadway had never seen. Everyone was like, wait, the writers of South Park are doing a musical? It is the most out-of-pocket thing. It's been running for, I don't know, 12, 13 years or something.
75 years.
Yeah, 75 years or something. It's as old as the Bible. And it's just hilarious. And Joey had this idea, and I just yes-anded him. I had nothing to do with it, babe. That's some of your best work. You've peaked.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You may be asking, The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, what is this show about? How did we get here? I'd love to tell you. Well, a group of Mormon wives realized that the Mormon life, the rules, the regulations, the expectations, it's not for them.
Nope.
Now, they love the foundations of the religion, like family, service, and aiming for a higher way of living. But they had no interest in being subservient wives who turn into baby machines.
Mm-hmm.
So they started having their fun. And all on TikTok for the world to see, hashtag mom talk, which was started by a woman named Taylor Frankie Paul, blew up overnight. These ladies have racked millions of views, followers. Now, I don't know how much all of you know about the Church of Latter-day Saints, but they don't enjoy when folks don't follow the rules. Honey, they broke all the rules, then they made national news. Everyone was talking about them, podcasts, you name it. And that's because rumors of orgies, yes, you heard that right, orgies and swinging elevated their popularity even more. Then the head Mormon, Taylor, divorced her husband, which is a big no-no. And that is what we call in Mexico, escándalo.
Yeah, that's the word. So that brings us to season one, episode one, the first book of Taylor.
Utah-based social media influencer Taylor Frankie Paul.
Taylor Frankie Paul.
Taylor Frankie Paul.
One of the most salacious headlines in mom influencing, the Mormon mom talk community scandal.
Mom talk. A bunch of Utah moms swinging, partner swapping, being scandalous.
So Taylor, tell us how a couple of Mormon moms getting together, making TikToks, suddenly turns into this crazy swinging sex scandal.
Okay, full disclosure.
Yes.
Some of these people did pop up on my TikTok FYP. Like, I knew the gist of this whole swinging thing, kind of. I just knew they were, like, really pretty Mormon moms. These women, their hair.
Yeah.
This is some of the most impeccable hair that I have seen on reality TV, TV shows, movie. I'm bamboozled. I'm befuddled by this hair. So I had sort of heard about it, kind of, like I didn't really know. But I gotta tell you, the opening, they're in front of the temple and all of these women and their gorgeous balayage hair. Is that what it's called?
No, not balayage. That's the shampoo.
Okay, what is it called?
Is it balayage?
Balayage, yes. It's like the movies, yes. Bollywood, balayage. But they're all in a line with their hair and they're wearing these cerulean pea coats. You knew they were cerulean, right, honey?
Oh, I knew.
I mean, everyone knows about cerulean.
You go to your closet and you select, I don't know, that lumpy blue sweater, for instance, because you're trying to tell the world that you take yourself too seriously to care about what you put on your back. But what you don't know is that that sweater is not just blue. It's not turquoise. It's not lapis. It's actually cerulean. And you're also blithely unaware of the fact that in 2002, Oscar de la Renta did a collection of cerulean gowns. And then I think it was Yves Saint Laurent, wasn't it, who showed cerulean military jackets. I think we need a jacket here.
Mm.
And then cerulean quickly showed up in the collections of 8 different designers. And then it filtered down through the department stores and then trickled on down into some tragic casual corner where you no doubt fished it out of some clearance bin. However, that blue represents millions of dollars and countless jobs. And it's sort of comical how you think that you've made a choice that exempts you from the fashion industry when in fact you're wearing a sweater that was selected for you by the people in this room.
God, I love that movie.
It stands the test of time.
It really does. That's such a good point. Add it to the list, Josh. So, full disclosure, I do by proxy know a lot about the Mormon religion. My ex-boyfriend, who is a crazy person, was an ex-Mormon when I was with him. And I find any religion fascinating. So I kind of do know a lot about it. His ex-wife is my very good friend, and she's like my Mormon guru. So whenever I have Mormon questions, I go to her. But like these rules, like, did you know about like the no soda, no caffeine? You knew all about that?
Well, because I have a ton of former Mormon gays in my life.
Oh, right.
And they're all on Broadway. There's so many former Mormon gays on Broadway.
These rules, how Joey was saying, they were sort of like trying to break the mold and be a new generation of Mormon moms. No cursing. I actually have a friend who's an ex-Mormon who still to this day just says, oh, heckin' shit. Always says heckin' because it's just like in her vernacular. No drinking, of course. No drinking caffeine.
Yep.
No tattoos. And of course, Joseph.
No premarital sex.
Absolutely not.
Also, I'm sure it's no surprise to anyone that mom talk did not slither its way into my FYP. I'm not the prime demographic.
I don't think so. But the reason we're getting this show is all about this swinging scandal. So one day, Taylor, amazing hair, decides to get on a TikTok Live and spill the tea and explain how all of these orgies started.
Well, we would have parties and there was a group of us that were intimate with each other.
It was more like orgies. The guys were like, whoa, like our wives just did that.
It happened several times. I have made out with all of the husbands.
And that's where things just kind of like blew up.
So we get an intro to all the women.
And we start with Taylor. Taylor's full name is Taylor Frankie Paul. She's 28 years old and she grew up in Salt Lake City, Utah. And my first impression of her is she's got a huge personality. Very bubbly, very friendly. She seems like a good time.
Did you see her hair?
Oh my gosh, I'm exhausted looking at their hair. It is shellacked.
Do they all have extensions?
Well, she says later on in the episode that she doesn't. But yes, they all have had plastic surgery. They've all had hair pieces put in. You can't smoke a cigarette, but you can shellack yourself till kingdom come.
Yeah.
And Taylor tells us that as a teenager, she was a party girl. And right after high school, she was pressured into marrying a guy named Tate. They definitely had premarital sex.
Mm-hmm.
And she is the founder of Mom Talk, alongside three women named Whitney, Macy, and Michaela. Now, after the rumors of this Big Fat Mormon Orgy, which is just a spinoff of a franchise, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, that's just begging to be made.
I think they're already on the third, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And Taylor hasn't seen these girls. She's been keeping a low profile. But today, she's dipping her toe into a reunion.
She's going to go meet Macy, 27 years old, and she's been married to Jacob for 5 years, and she has two kids. I actually like Macy, but she describes herself as a bad bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, babe. Anyone who looks like Macy, which is a perfect Barbie doll, and calls herself a bad bitch, ma'am, you are indeed not a bad bitch. I hate to break it to you.
You could be just a bitch, but yeah. I'm not sure you're a bad bitch.
No, you're wearing far too much beige.
So now Taylor and Macy meet up, and immediately they're getting into their love lives. Macy says,
I feel like Jacob never initiates like sex.
You talked to him about it?
Not really like in depth, but I feel like maybe I should. But like, what do I do? I'm like, should I like put on lingerie and walk around the house? But that's still me initiating it. Do you
that's
know what I mean?
True.
I feel like yeah. I want him to like want me all the time.
You have to figure out what your partner likes to get the water boiling. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
One of my exes, he had a very specific move as how he tried to instigate.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him many times, I do not like that. It doesn't turn me on. And if you want to turn me on, here's how you do it. And I don't know if it was a power struggle, but he like refused to do it. And so I'm like, well, then you ain't getting this dick.
I feel you because for me, he always liked it when I in a because made him think of like and being all as long as my were out and sort of like then he would know it was sexy time when all of a sudden and oh come all ye faithful.
My Lord, what happens in New Jersey at night? Good Lord. So now, Macy, having spilled all her tea, she's like, what's the tea on Dakota? Dakota is Taylor's new boyfriend. They met on Instagram.
Who would meet on Instagram? Too soon.
I hear it works out for some people. Then she says, the day after we made it official, I kind of got drunk and started a big fight. And I was like, well, that's one way to commemorate the relationship.
Right? I mean, I was like, I mean, I love an accountable queen, but like, why'd you do that?
I'm sure we'll find out later. But Taylor only recently got divorced, like a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she and Tate only split up 3 months ago. So the scandal is following her, the divorce, the orgy talk, all that. And the thing is she's in her 20s still. She's still young. She wants to have fun. But then she gives me red flag number one. She says,
we have a lot of trust issues. I won't
lie. Yeah, I was gonna say, does he have a lot of trust issues because of your past?
Baby, if you don't have trust, you don't have a relationship, period. Listen to your gunkle Joey.
Well, essentially, Taylor and Dakota put out this TikTok, sort of like a soft launch thing. And then all of these people started coming out of the bushes with, I fucked Dakota, my roommate fucked Dakota, my cousin who sings in the Mormon Tabernacle Choir hooked up with Dakota. All these people have seen Dakota's bits and bobs. I was like, this does not sound like a good start, my love.
No, it's not a great way to launch a relationship. And again, sorry, Dakota. And I don't know if this is a spoiler alert down the road. I don't know what's going to happen, but But you, my friend, are 100% a rebound.
Yeah, honestly, someone needs to look into his family tree because someone was cousins up in there. He's got a funny looking face.
He is an interesting looking human being. But listen, they're both on the same page about wanting to marry someone one day and having more kids. And I'm like, girl, slow your roll.
She has two kids.
Your divorce just got finalized a month ago.
And that hair is a part-time job. I can't imagine the blowout process of that hair. How do you have time?
Who has the time?
You know, they're in a gab sesh and they start talking about Whitney. Whitney moved to Hawaii, bought a house sight unseen, and she's moving back to Utah. And this is news to Taylor. Now, remember, Whitney was one of the founding members of the Dancing Talking Moms group or whatever, and they were close. And so Taylor's shocked. Well, as shocked as you can be with that much Botox at 28 years old. You know, it's preventative.
Listen, one thing you will all find out very quickly is there are a lot of secrets here.
Ooh.
And people do not want their secrets told. And so when Taylor took to that TikTok live and started divulging all the secrets about the orgies or the swinging, I mean, she even said, like, look, we were soft swingers, but I went for the hard swinging.
Okay, baby.
Yeah.
Had you heard of soft swinging?
I would imagine, if I had to guess, that soft swinging means like you're allowed to go to bases number one, two, and maybe three, but there's no home runs because that's the hard swinging.
Okay, so Taylor kind of describes it to us. Now, mind you, I have never heard this term before. I'm not a swinging professional, but I mean, I am pretty good at the part. Like, I can get my legs pumping and...
Good girl.
Tell us what it is, Taylor.
I don't know what you would call it if it's like soft swinging, but you don't like fully switch. We had an agreement, like all of us, and I did step out of that agreement.
Like, my husband wanted to share. He did want to open that up. So it's like I caught feelings for a man that my husband welcomed into our house.
Like, no one was innocent. Everyone has hooked up with, like, everyone in the situation.
There were so many words there. Like, they were all actual words in the English language, but I don't know how they fit together.
Basically, it's a lot of mixed limbs.
All to say, Taylor going public with this really upset the women, especially Whitney. Now, those women weren't involved in the soft swinging situation.
Well, so they say.
No, I think none of the women except for Taylor were involved. I think it was other women that aren't on the show.
I don't know. I mean, listen, you never know. Secrets.
Good point.
The problem here is that Taylor not even insinuated, she implicated everyone.
Yeah.
That includes Mom Talk, which Whitney, Michaela, and Macy are a part of. So she caused a lot of problems for people.
Right.
And now people don't know what Mom Talk means. They're like, is it a bunch of Mormon women fighting back against the rules? Or is it a bunch of horny Mormon swingers? We don't know. Somebody explain it to me like I'm five.
Macy tells us they all have a similar style and look. I was like, baby, I cannot tell these women apart.
No.
I hope they have their names every time they say something because I can't tell which is which. They all have beautiful hair. I can't tell the difference. All I'm doing is looking at their hair. You could tell me that one of their names was Linda Gay, and I'd be like, okay.
Listen, there's the movie The Parent Trap where they can't tell the twins apart. They should call this the Mormon Trap because I can't tell nary a one of these women apart.
I had to keep looking at their names. I'm not kidding.
It's like the Stepford Wives.
It is.
So now we see a group of these Mormon women making TikToks and hanging out, sans Taylor. And of course, her name comes up. Where is she? Has anyone seen her? No, she's laying low. We cut to Taylor visiting her mom because she says, I've got a really big secret to tell her. And I was like, honey, I don't know about you, but I love to tell family secrets on national television.
It's a blasty blast. That is so fun. Do it at Christmas with a camera. That'll be even more fun. Bless the baby Jesus. Hello in 5K.
Yeah, wait till my racist aunt gets going. You'll love that.
So she's talking to Mama Leanne, and she says that she has a date with Dakota tonight. And her mom is like,
so you're starting to see him a lot more now?
Didn't I tell you he asked me to be his girlfriend? Didn't I tell you that?
No.
Oh, well, he did.
Mama Leanne does not look pleased.
Listen, Mama Leanne is not here to mince words. She'll mince meat, she'll mince veggies. She will not mince words. In fact, Taylor posted a TikTok with Dakota, and her mama took one look at that and had no qualms about commenting. Her comment says, red flag emoji, as your mother, let your divorce settle. Take time to heal. Focus on you and your kids. If it means he'll be there in the end. I think her mother meant to say, if it's meant to be, he'll be here in the end.
Yes.
But who has the time to proofread when they're doing voice to text? Not Ellen, I'll tell you that.
It's funny because it's true. And so Taylor deleted it. She's like, Mom, kill my TikTok.
I mean, listen, it's solid advice. I agree with her. But like, can't you call me on my cell phone and tell me that?
Strong agree. Now, remember, Taylor's divorced. She has her kids 50% of the time, and Mama Leanna takes care of her kids a lot, and she's not really approving of Taylor's actions as of late. So she says, did you talk to her bishop? And she says, no, I don't want him to excommunicate me. Now, I'm going to throw in my Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.com information.
Yes.
But you have to confess your sins to your bishop in order to receive help and guidance through the repentance process. That's straight from the website. You have to look face to face. Like us Catholics, we have like a wall between us.
Yeah.
You know, when we're feeling shame, we don't want anyone looking at us. We like to live in our shame in the dark. Oh, no. In the Mormon temple, you are looking Bishop George straight in his eyeballs and being like, and then he did a little oral. And then he did that thing that I liked with his fingers. And then, seriously.
I understand that. You know, the other thing that I was thinking is like, is her bishop a man?
They're always men. Only men can hold the priesthood in Mormon religion. That is also a fact.
I don't think they're priests, though.
No, it's called the priesthood.
Oh, is it?
Every Mormon man holds the priesthood of their household.
So that means that this girl has to sit in front of a man and be like, yes, I scissored Mormon Margaret.
Yep. And the excommunication process of the Mormon temple is really vast. My ex-boyfriend cheated on his ex-wife and he could go to service, but he wasn't allowed to go into the temple.
Wow.
The rules are vast.
So when Taylor is like, I don't want to be excommunicated, Mama Leanne's like,
hey, when you are out soft swinging, what do you expect?
Okay, wow. Mom really knows way too much. Ain't nothing soft about this swinging, I'm telling you. If you're soft swinging, you ain't doing it right. Okay? Now we cut back to all of these women congregating and chatting after making their TikTok. And that's when we meet 30-year-old Jesse, who says, I don't care what you're doing. If you're sucking someone's dick that's not your husband, then you're basically doing something wrong. Okay, Jesse. Jesse's out here with the hard truths.
She really actually said that. One of them asked the question, I don't know which one, they're all very pretty, was basically like, what is swinging? And Jesse was like, something about dicks and it ain't right. Their jaws were agop. It was like
agop.
They were listening to someone speak Vietnamese. I was like, you do know what a dick is, though, right, babe? You all have several babies.
I would imagine that there's so much shame around sex in a lot of religions. If it's anything like the religion I grew up in, y'all know that I was masturbating to the full soundtrack of Pocahontas at 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can't listen to Quay, Quay, Nut. Rod without getting a boner.
Mm-hmm.
Jessie is a hairdresser who owns her own salon and a hair school where she specializes in extensions. She's got a whole empire. And her salon is called Jay-Z Salon. And we see a TikTok of her in front of a billboard that says Jay-Z Salon on it while she says,
we have had a billboard for my company. People are talking about how they think it says jizz. I can't. And if you drive past this billboard and that's your first thought, again, your mind's in the gutter. You got to get right because that is not what this is about.
I mean, listen, if I heard jizz salon, I'm thinking my hairdo will be stiff and able to withstand the winds of a hurricane.
We all saw there's something about Mary. That's fine. From this gathering, it seemed to me like none of these women were involved in the soft swinging. But one woman, I don't know her name.
Jen.
Of course, her hair was exquisite, says that even though she wasn't like doing it, she definitely like caught a vibe. That is a throwback. But like she kind of got a feeling about it, but none of them were a part of it. And the woman who said she wasn't involved was Demi. She's 29. I don't know. These women, it's crazy. She's been married to her husband, Brett, for 3 years. And then she drops this little nugget. She's 29. He's 46.
Hey, I don't see the problem. Okay? They're living their lives. But you know what's funny is that she's like, well, look, I never participated, but I know Taylor was into me and my husband because we're hot. And I was like, all right. So you do like the attention.
Right. So now we're back with Taylor and her mom, and she says that Dakota was addicted to fentanyl, so much so that he almost died. I was actually really curious about this statistic, so I looked it up, the use of drugs in Utah, because Utah is so predominantly Mormon. A record 664,000 fentanyl pills were seized in Utah in 2023, and fentanyl deaths doubled from 2019 to 2020.
Yeah.
So it is a rising problem. And that's sort of like what I was thinking about when you were mentioning like the sex thing, everyone having sex before marriage, doing drugs. I mean, you can put it together, but have you heard of the forbidden fruit effect?
Of course I have.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like when something is forbidden, your curiosity increases, the nature of temptation, right? Because that's what the Bible said. You know, God was like, you could do anything you want, but don't you eat that apple. And Eve was like, but I really want that apple. And Adam was like, I'll have what she's having. And then humanity ended up destined to feel shame and awful and die.
So you're saying it's Eve's fault?
Yeah. It's all Eve's fault.
I just feel like, and this is a hot take as someone who does not have kids, I think that we should just be realistic about the curiosity and the experimentation that young people have. And instead of being like, I'm going to put you in this religious bubble, because let me tell you, growing up, I thought everyone was a Christian. I thought everyone thought like me. Mm-hmm. I thought everyone was nice and I could trust everyone. And that's not the case.
Yeah.
I wish I would have had a more of a dose of reality and taught how to even like drink or just navigate social settings in a responsible way, as opposed to going in completely blindsided, naive, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, thinking that I could trust everyone. I had to learn the hard way. But I want to say something too. I did not like the way that Leanne vilified Dakota simply because he's a recovering addict.
You choose these guys like Dakota.
What's wrong with Dakota?
Dakota has an addiction.
Oh, Leanne is not on my nice list.
No.
At all. She's very judgmental. She's really hard on Taylor. We'll see that in a minute. But you're right. This show is chock full of all of the forbidden fruit effect.
And judgment.
To want something more if it's off limits. And I think that this is a clear way to do exactly how you were raised. I thought of you tons of times during this. I was raised strict, but I wasn't raised like, if you touch that, you will die.
Or go to hell.
If you have sex, your vagina will fall off and you will die.
What?
What?
Your vagina will fall off and you will die?
Yeah, like being taught, you know, sex is evil. Everything's evil.
I know what you meant, but like just the image of your vagina falling to the ground and then you're like, oh God, I'm dying.
Well, I guess this is where I die.
How did she die, Mom? Her vagina fell off. She had sex, and that'll happen to you too.
You heard what happened to old Susie Q, right? You know, a bunch of so-and-so and stuff, and she did sex, and now she's dead, and that's cats. Go pray. Twice. Once for you, once for Susie Q.
Also, I just want to say for the record, like, people who are recovering addicts are not bad people. And
no.
To judge them because of that is really fucked up. And I think it's so ironic that any sort of Christian or Christian adjacent religion that's like, Jesus loves you, I do too, all are accepted, unless you've done this, 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 and this, or you make us look bad or have the potential to make us look bad,
mm-hmm.
then you're dead to us. I really don't enjoy that at all.
Hypocrites, hypocrites, you are all hypocrites.
Well, not all of them. Let me tell you, I have a friend, Libby, who I've known since I was a kid. Our moms went to high school together and were best friends. And she is a radio DJ for a Christian station in New Orleans, has been for years. And she is one of the coolest people I know, so supportive, so lovely. And I'm like, you are such a good example of what it means to be just a non-judgmental, loving person. And
yep.
It's just like, I'm not here to preach to you. I'm here to meet you where you are and just love on you. I love that.
Yeah. My friend Courtney, my ex's ex-wife, she listens to our show. She listens to you talk about butt stuff.
Yeah.
She loves it. I talk exactly how I talk to her. Nary a curse word has crossed her mouth ever, but she loves me and I love her. She never imparts any part of her religion on me unless I ask. And I have asked.
Yeah.
And that's exactly how you live, because I want anyone to worship and feel good and praise whatever God they want, but don't come knocking on my door and tell me what I'm doing is wrong.
Actually, it's funny because if you look at Leanne, her mom, what she's saying is not wrong. You need to focus on healing. But babe, let me tell you something. You cannot tell people what to do. Taylor is so rebellious at this point. Like, you would think that you would recognize in your daughter I'm not going to get anywhere by barking orders at you. Let me just provide a safe space for you and try to guide lovingly. But her mom, everything she says, I recognize it immediately. It's not so much I'm worried about you and I want the best for you, even though I do believe that. It's what are people going to say?
Absolutely. Nail on the head. And there are a lot of religions like that. You talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
You talk about putting on a face. You're like, don't look gay. Don't look gay. Whatever you do, don't look gay. Everyone's looking at you.
Oh, the code switching was so real.
Yeah, that was your whole life, you said.
And nobody deserves that.
No.
No one deserves that. And, you know, whatever anybody's judgment is on Taylor, including her family's, she has the right to live her life the way she sees fit. And so they're having this conversation. And what I will say, what Taylor does not possess is good timing.
Or the gift of tact. When the Lordeth was handing outeth the gifts, they said, Taylor, here's this beautiful hair. Here's these gorgeous pearly white teeth. You got a nice ass. I ran out of tact and timing. I'll swing back around if I have the time.
You just got divorced and you need to let that settle, because ultimately me and your dad are going to be the ones that pick up the pieces. And I need to, like, probably, I don't know how to say it, really. Say what? I have to take a pregnancy test tonight.
If y'all could see this woman's face.
Well, her mom was really understanding, really loving. She wanted to talk about it. She wanted to process. Just kidding. She's like, you're fucking stupid. You're always screwing everything up. You're a fuck up. I wish you were never. Like, okay, I'm exaggerating a little. But she literally called her daughter stupid.
Nope.
And said she was fucking everything up. This is her on television.
Yep.
Ma'am.
Imagine what she's like when those cameras aren't around.
This is you on your good behavior?
Well, Taylor said in the beginning, you know, my family, they're just brutally honest. I'm like, this isn't brutally honest. It's fucking rude.
I hate it when people say that. When people are like, I'm sorry, I'm just honest. No, you're just a cunt. And you're trying to be mean. Because you do not need to say every thought that comes into your head.
No.
And you can round those fucking edges too. I hate it when people say brutal honesty. I don't need the brutal part of honesty.
No.
You can give me honesty. I didn't ask for the brutal part.
No, neither did I. And watch your mouth when you look at me. What? In her testimonial, Taylor says, I know my mom loves me, but all of the gossiping about me, I'm struggling. And I wish my mom would just support me instead of trying to tell me what to do. And so at this point, Mama Leanne gets so frustrated, she just gets up and walks away, which is the greatest way to end any conversation, let me tell you.
If you want to piss Joey Taranto off, number one, hang up on him. Number two, walk away from him.
No, no, no.
Or insult Barbara Streisand.
So back to the Mormon wives hanging out. They have moved on to their next subject to gossip about. And that is Whitney, who is moving back from Hawaii. Again, there's a lot of names here, so I'm going to do my best to remind you who people are. Whitney is one of the original founders of the Mom Talk. And when all of this stuff went down, she's like, deuces, I'm going to Hawaii for a while. The ladies are saying that she's always talking about what she's going to do next, but she's all over the place. Also, are Whitney and her husband swingers? But then someone mentions that there's a rumor going around about Whitney's husband, Connor.
Someone saw Connor on Tinder.
Yeah, we saw that too. Whitney and Connor are married. They have two kids. I was on Reddit one night and I saw this post that someone made about Connor being on Tinder, on Whitney was trying to hide behind the swinger scandal to hide her own personal scandal. And I was like, what? Like, what is this? And I was really confused. And then I think I brought it up and I was like, by the way, like, we saw this. And she was like, oh, it's not true.
So are they still together? Are they swinging? Because there are people who are open and they get on the apps, but most of the time they put all that information out there. So basically, Whitney has been saying, I was not at those parties. I did not participate in the swinging. But there's a lot of rumors around her that aren't helping, including this Tinder one.
Baby, we are 18 minutes into this episode and we have a swinging situation, fentanyl addiction, cheating husbands on apps, irrationally luscious hair. I see why you all wanted to cover this show. That was a long 18 minutes. It was a full day.
Yep.
So about that app thing, Whitney has told everyone within earshot that someone made that Tinder profile.
Yeah.
It was a hoax. Somebody made it. Someone stole pictures off Facebook. And that's the story they're going with.
Hey, when all else fails, blame it on a catfish. I know I will when my nudes leak. Now, cut to 30-year-old Whitney. We see her driving with her husband, 30-year-old Connor, and they're in an SUV filled with boxes. And when she turned around and started talking to her kid, I was like, there's a kid back there? There's room for a kid?
Well, I only have one thing to say about Connor.
That boy is gay, and I really believe that.
Ellen?
Baby?
I know we're not supposed to say this in 2024, and I'm not one of those gays that claims every straight man is a homo. Far from it. This man immediately gave suspicious.
That man is gayer than Home Depot on Super Bowl Sunday.
That man bends over and a purse falls out.
That man is gayer than Tom Cruise on roller skates and cutoff shorts.
That man opens his mouth and a dick falls out.
That man is gayer than a Hello Kitty vibrator.
This man makes me look like a WWF wrestler, okay?
Well, they walk into their new place that they haven't seen, and it's beautiful. And Connor walks in. He's like, oh, my God, look at this. Is that crown molding? This is exquisite. This is gorgeous. Is this marble or is this granite? Porcelain? Gorgeous. Whatever it is. Get me two. I'm not exaggerating.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh. Connor.
This is beautiful.
And it doesn't help that this man's hair is bleached on top. Yes, you can be straight and bleach your hair. I'm just telling you now, it's a vibe. A vibe! Whitney basically explains that they went to Hawaii for a while to sort of escape all of the talk. And it was a welcome change for her, you know. Also, mom talk, it really meant the world to Whitney because it started right after she had her first kid. And when you are, as a woman in a very specific religion, are relegated to just being a baby machine, you think, okay, well, I got married, I had the baby, is this all I'll ever be?
Yeah.
But mom talk opened up an entirely different world to her, and I think she saw value in herself in the way that she hadn't in a long time outside of being a wife and a mother.
And I want to say that doesn't only go for religion. I mean, sometimes when you become a mom, it sort of becomes everything that you are. You go meet other moms and you talk about your babies and you talk about your body and you talk about breastfeeding and you talk about baby products. And you're like, wait, do I have an identity other than being a mom? So
yeah.
I totally understood what she was saying. She was like, we would get gussied up and we would do our hair. Gorgeous hair. They have gorgeous hair. Our makeup. So I get it. It was a little bit of an escape. I mean, in this situation, they explain, I'm not putting this on Mormons, they explain they're bred to be homemakers.
Yeah.
They're bred to be moms.
Yeah.
This was an escape from that.
Well, Whitney says she's happy to be back and to be reunited with the rest of mom talk. Now, the realtor left them a bottle of champagne, which neither Whitney or Connor have ever had before. In fact, Whitney says she's never had a drink. Do you believe that?
I do. I believe it. Oh, yeah.
Well, they crack it open, take a sip, and Whitney looks like me on the teacups at Disneyland.
He hates the spinny rides.
Yeah, very queasy.
He hates the rides that spin.
It's a simulation. Can you simulate me with a solid stomach? Because right now I'm gonna barf.
Wait, before they pop the champagne, Connor's first concern is...
Dang it, our new floors.
I can't with this.
The man is not helping his case.
Dang it. Is that going to mess up the tile?
Our hardwood floors.
You know what? Peter's gay. Gay!
Well, now Whitney says, I need to sit and talk with Taylor so we can air this all out and move past it. So... cut to brunch, honey. And Whitney meets up with 23-year-old Michaela Matthews. Now, Michaela is another founding member of Mom Talk. She and her husband, Jace, have been married for 6 years, and they have 3 kids. And Michaela is no stranger to scandal, because when she was 16, she got pregnant out of wedlock to her 21-year-old boyfriend.
Okay, wait. So she's 23 now. She's been married for 6 years. Mm-hmm. And he was 21. That's illegal.
Well, I was thinking that too. I'm
like, can somebody Google the statutory rape laws in Utah? She was 16 and he was 21?
I don't know what the age of consent in Utah is. I wouldn't be shocked if it was 16. Actually, let's look it up. It's 18. Wow.
That was the first thing she said. When she said 23, I was like, now, I know that I just talk into a microphone and my math doesn't always math, but that math isn't that hard. And 23 minus 6 carry the 1 equals illegal.
Yes, it does. And I promise you this, her family didn't want any more of a scandal than they already had on their hands, so they were not going to report that. Now, Michaela works as a full-time influencer. She uses her platform to talk about a skin condition that she has yet to get a diagnosis for. It leaves her at times with a lot of marks on her body. She's been through a ton.
Yeah, it's her skin looked like raw in some places. I mean, she's a beautiful woman. And so she's been sharing her journey, trying to figure out. She said she's had every test under the sun, but you know what her main source of medication is?
What?
Prayer. Is this psoriasis? I don't know. I'll ask God about it.
Honey, I don't know if you know this, but prayer works. Listen to the story that Trixie and Katya tell.
I had born with an astigmatism, and it had graduated to cataracts. My cousin Jeffrey prayed for me on the phone Tuesday through Wednesday for 2 weeks, and I had woken up and I opened my eyes. I never had known that my room had wallpaper.
So prayer works, y'all. You too could have wallpaper that you were unaware of. But I did feel bad for her, and I'll tell you why. First of all, having a skin condition in general is hard.
Yeah.
You can't hide it.
It looked painful as well.
Very painful. But in this world where so much importance is placed on how you look, mm-hmm. I can only imagine what that must be like. So many people are trying to present this unachievable sense of perfection. And like to have that, I felt really bad for her.
Do you know that Salt Lake City has the second highest number of plastic surgeries per capita in the United States after Miami and ahead of Los Angeles?
Wow.
Everything needs to be perfect. Your family, your body, your look. Everything is made to look pristine.
Yep.
And that is just how it is. You know, your car, your home. These women's homes, I was like, what do you all do that in your 20s you have these impeccable showroom homes?
TikTok.
Really?
Oh my God, they make so much money off of TikTok.
How much money do they make?
If you're posting twice a day and they're all getting millions of views, that shit racks up, dude.
If you just all take a minute and follow us on I Think Not Pod on TikTok. We'll be making a couple more TikToks here. Do you really think that they got all that money?
Well, that paired with their husband's salaries.
I mean, I've seen those chairs. I mean, some of those chairs are like $400 chairs.
So to remind you, Michaela is one of the founding members of Mom Talk. And she's very excited for Whitney to come back, right? So they meet for brunch. It's hugs all around. And then Taylor arrives, hugs all around. And immediately, they're talking about Taylor's boob job.
So how are the titties?
Oh my gosh.
Like they're healing well?
Yeah.
Can I touch them?
Yeah. How long has it been?
7 weeks.
Wait, they feel so good.
They're soft. They're not even hard anymore.
And Whitney can't be too mad or worried about these swinger rumors because she's immediately feeling Taylor's boobs at the table.
I mean, I would do that, but I'm a crazy person.
I mean, I'm like, it's brunch. Can we lighten up the boob talk a little bit?
Well, Whitney's got new titties. Taylor's got new titties. Listen, live your life, but they're definitely groping each other at the table.
Feel them if you got them.
My point exactly. I was like, aren't you in a fight? And you guys are going to second base over fucking waffles? What did you have? A lovely eggs Benedict and a hand full of Whitney's titties.
Well, Whitney says, you know, I'm happy to be back, although I do miss Hawaii. And Taylor takes this opportunity to say, I actually had no idea you were even coming back from Hawaii, which is her way of saying, bitch, you have not reached out to me.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard from you. I'm not in the loop. And it's awkward. And it's also passive aggressive. And you know how I feel about that.
It's your favorite. Right up there with being hung up on and my prairie dresses.
You know what's so funny is that I was talking to Kirsten after I got off the phone with you. You guys, I got the weirdest text after a first date that went really well. This guy basically said, you know, I think I'm going to take a break from dating and I'm going to focus on myself. And I was like, you were singing a very different tune all throughout our date and at the end of our date. And so I called him out on it.
I believe he said something like, never stop grabbing my ass, I believe.
Yes.
I also believe that, no, I'm just kidding.
But he said to me, he's like, look, you know, I'm not fucking around. Like, I'm looking to get to know someone. I want to date with, you know, my long-term idea of getting into a relationship. So if you are fucking around, please don't fuck around with me. And I was like, that's very forward. And I really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not fucking around. I do want to get to know you. And I didn't have sex with him because I was like, I don't want to do that on a first date. We're getting to know each other. But I sure enough got in his car and he jumped out of the driver's seat, straddled me in the passenger seat, feeling me up. I had my hand on his butt and he was like, please don't ever take your hand off my butt. And now you are singing a very different tune. And when I talked to Kirsten about it, she said the same thing that you said. said, she's like, you are a very forward person. And that is something that like a lot of people aren't. Mm-hmm. You say what you want. You say what you're after. You don't let people get away with stuff. And she's like, people aren't used to that. So you called him out on it. And he doubled down. He was like, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm like, okay, buddy, you wasted my time. And that's what I don't appreciate because you presented something very different. I don't like passive aggressiveness and I don't like liars. That's Cats.
Welcome to Swamp Talk, available on the Hallelujah What's It Do You, Dear. So we're having virgin mimosas, which I think is just orange juice. And Whitney is like, why did you do that TikTok live? Taylor kind of doesn't have anything to say. And Whitney's like,
we built a relationship. And I genuinely was like, cool, I don't trust Taylor. I felt betrayed. Genuinely was like, I don't feel safe with Taylor. I never want to make a video with Taylor ever again. Like, I still don't really trust you.
And then Taylor actually kind of makes a really good point. She's like, I hear you. Yes, I did all those things. But don't think I didn't see all y'all's ladies' TikToks making a joke about it. They're like dancing, saying when all of the internet thinks you're swinging. And she's like, are you mad? Or did you enjoy that little bit of clout I gave you for a couple weeks?
Oh, absolutely. Listen, let me tell you, this scandal, they all used it to get likes, to get followers, millions of views.
Yeah.
And what I will say is Taylor does not apologize. She's like, sorry, I'm not sorry.
She gave like half an apology. She was kind of like did an apology that Lola does sometimes. Like, I mean, sorry.
Yeah, you want to make me mad? Say, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Oh, that's sort of what Taylor did. I understand what Taylor was saying. Taylor's like, if you were really that hurt, you wouldn't have been getting attention from it. You would have just distanced yourself from it. And then Taylor kind of pulls rank and she's kind of like, I invented mom talk. I understand the premise of what you're saying, but you're acting very entitled. And these are your friends. If they're your friends and they're genuinely hurt, apologize to them.
Well, you can say both.
It's not hard to say.
I mean, it is for a lot of people. I learned it the hard way. And if I'm being perfectly honest, I really do think that Taylor was feeling the pressure of being in yet again another scandal mm-hmm. after her divorce. I do think there's a world where she did implicate everyone because she's like, I don't want to be the center of attention. I want everyone to be involved. I think she was calculating in what she was doing.
You think?
I really get that vibe from her, especially because she's so reluctant to apologize. And the thing is two things can be true at once. Mm-hmm. You can feel sorry for what you did to your friends. And you can also say, but you need to acknowledge too that you harnessed this scandal and used it to advance your platform.
Yeah, I see your point.
But basically, Whitney is pressuring Taylor to take responsibility for the things that she said in that live, where she did implicate everyone. And again, Taylor's not really biting. But Whitney says,
we need this. We need this community. And I want us to be loyal to each other and feel safe with each other and honest with each other. And
I agree.
I say from here on out, we have each other's backs. Cheers. Cheers, ladies. Cheers.
But Taylor is thinking, I don't even know if I can tell them that I might be pregnant. It's very much giving frenemies.
Very much so. I also think that they're like babies. They're acting like teenagers. It's just all very immature.
Well, we're not talking about incredibly emotionally intelligent people.
Yeah.
I don't think that these people are seeing a therapist once a week. You know what I mean?
I get that. So now we're with Whitney and Connor, and they sit down to talk. And she says,
I don't want to lie about it anymore.
I am so impatient. I literally just wrote, what is it? Like the minute she said that, I just wrote it in her, what is it? Are we going to get, what is it? And they are kind of beating around the bush. He is crying, but in all fairness, that's because he listened to the entire Celine Dion album cover to cover, you know.
It was Sarah Bareilles.
He was emotionally spent, and he said, I had a problem, and it hurt my wife, and he's working on it. And they keep repeating the fact that they have a secret. So the secret is that Tinder profile that Whitney insisted was fake, snuff fake.
Connor was, in fact, on Tinder, and he was talking to other women. And basically, Whitney's like, I don't want to lie about it. I know I need to tell the truth to my friends. She's not only worried about what they're going to say about Connor for cheating, but also what they're going to say to her about staying.
I just guess I'm a little confused because the women, when they were gossiping about it, they kept saying it was Tinder, but it was Grindr, right? I mean,
I don't think we it had to be no, my love. Grind? We haven't gotten a hold of his Grindr profile yet.
Okay. Oh, is that episode two? Because episode one is really traumatic for me.
She tells Connor, I'm going to tell the girls. I don't want to carry this anymore. And y'all, Connor looks terrified.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're at Macy's place. Macy is, just to remind you all, the bad bitch. And it's time for a mom talk meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Also, side note, Macy tells Michaela about how she covers every toilet in every bathroom with toilet paper. It doesn't matter if it's the airport or a friend's house. I was like...
Now, I don't do it at a friend's house, but in public, I put a toilet seat cover and then I lay little strips of toilet paper.
Yeah.
And I do a little makeshift and I do the first layer and then I do the second layer because I am not getting pneumonia through the toilet seat.
No, thank you.
I'm not getting pneumonia of the vagina again, I'll tell you that much.
No, I'm not getting Hannah's hepatitis. Thank you so much.
So all the women arrive. Can I tell you about their hair?
Immaculate.
Stunning. Well, Whitney's called this meeting to tell the mom talk lady something.
There was a rumor that Connor was on Tinder. I don't know if you guys remember that rumor.
And the women are like, LOL, we were just gossiping about it at Jesse's house. But literally. Continue.
Literally.
I lied about it because... I was embarrassed.
I didn't even know it was true until I confronted Connor. And I went to him like, look at this joke. There was more to that. He had been struggling with a porn addiction. I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to come out because I just feel like there's a whole story. You know, there's a reason why people do certain things. And I think he was just confused.
So the women start asking her some questions, and then she says this has been going on throughout their entire marriage.
She hadn't told anyone, and Connor says he never met up with anyone.
I'll believe that.
I don't believe that for one second.
If it was happening through the entire marriage, you mean to tell me he was just sending naughty texts and racy pictures for as long as you guys have been? No, sir.
I would be like, pull out your phone, open Tinder, and you're going to let me sit through all of these messages for an hour.
Yeah, he's like, all right, that's Jason. That's Chad. That's Beauregard. That's William. That's William's twin, Billiam.
And who is Diggy Doer 69? Yeah.
Look at those pretty blue eyes and that curly hair on Broadway, you say.
But I'm just like, oh, my dear.
Now, did you catch what Michaela said?
Yes, I did. Tell them.
She said something like, it makes sense that he was confused sexually. And it's sort of blown over. And I was like,
Yep.
I don't know about you, but to me, when you're confused sexually, like porn doesn't make you confused.
No.
What are you confused about sexually? Did you see how no one answered or reacted to that sentence?
Yeah, I took that as the man could guess the flavor of a popsicle just by sitting on it. Let's be real here. You know, it's very hard to see someone that you care about in pain. We've talked about that a million times. You know, there's a time and a place for everything because you don't want to rub salt in the wound and ask too many questions because you see somebody is grappling with the reality of the situation in real time. And if they're already in so much pain, is now the time to be like, do you really think he didn't meet up with anyone?
Yeah, totally. No, they're supportive. They're actually lovely. The conversation that we saw, the edited conversation we saw, they were there. They were listening. They were supportive and understanding. Didn't you think?
I did. And it was interesting because, you know, Demi says, I know that this is hard. We all need to be here for each other. We are a group. This is what friends do for each other. And Whitney is really protecting Connor. She says,
I guess I just hope that... Yeah, like you don't look at Connor differently.
And Taylor says, listen, listen, Linda.
If you guys can look past my stuff, Connor's okay.
I can overlook your husband doing the horizontal polka with Bishop Bob if y'all can overlook me scissoring Sister Cheryl. And basically they are like, we support you, Whitney. And Whitney does admit that that was a huge reason that they went to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And Taylor feels a bit resentful when she says that because she's like, well, everyone blamed me for going to Hawaii, so I feel like the scapegoat. But this time she decides to not bring that up because I think she learned a lesson with a Mama Leanne.
She's like, let me bring up something else. I am pregnant.
Yep.
But I think I'm miscarrying or I'm having an ectopic pregnancy. And Whitney's like, you stole my trauma thunder.
It was very weird.
Yeah, you remember that scene in Sex and the City where she's like, I had the news.
Yeah.
Whitney is livid. She's like, wait, when did all the attention turn to your miscarriage or your ectopic pregnancy? I'm the one with the gay husband who's been cheating on Grindr. Tinder. I still want to cry a little bit.
But let me tell you, you know what really irritates me about Whitney?
What?
Is she doesn't say any of this in that moment to her face. She says it all in her testimonial. Mm-hmm. But to her face, she's like, oh, you know, trying to be supportive. And I was like, I got your number. I got your number so quick. I hate that shit.
Totally.
Also, it's just like, well, I thought this was a sharing circle. I didn't think that we were like, you could only be the one trauma dumping. I didn't realize that we had to do that on a different day. I'll schedule it in our next mom talk meeting.
She's like, another day, another blowout. I don't know how I'm going to do it. These curls ain't going to curl themselves.
At the end of this conversation, everyone's just staring off into the distance because someone asked Taylor, so moving forward, are you going to take more precautions so that you don't end up pregnant again? And Taylor's like, I'm throwing caution to the wind. I was like, girl.
Who knew basic white women were so messy? I had no idea what we signed up for.
So now we cut to Taylor and her boyfriend Dakota driving to a sushi dinner. And Dakota is saying, like, I can't believe I get to be with the Taylor Frankie Paul. And I was like, ick.
Super ick, yeah.
Fangirling.
And he's like,
you're Sharon Dater. Over.
Done.
You want to marry me?
I want to marry you.
And then he asks her if she wants to get married in the temple. And he also explains to her that his partying days are done. He doesn't want any part of partying or drinking. And Taylor's like, Well, I'm popping bottles. I don't care what you're doing. I'm getting drunk when I want to get drunk. She's like, I'm not going to be with someone that doesn't let me drink.
But she doesn't say that to him.
No, she doesn't.
She says that in her confessional. Okay, here's my observation of the situation. I am a psychiatrist, so I know I'm trained. I personally think that the only reason that Taylor is giving Dakota the time of day is because as far as the Mormon world goes, which is her whole world, she's basically got a scarlet letter on her. She's divorced. She's got this whole orgy situation following her. I think that she thinks this is the only guy I'm going to snag right now. And he happened to slide into my DMs. He happens to be Mormon, but he's also on the fringe of Mormonism.
Yep.
And so I think she's just exploring this because one, it's a rebound who's showing her attention. But two, I think she thinks it's her only option right now. And she doesn't know how to be alone.
That's a great point because he gives me weird vibes.
Oh,
we haven't gotten to know him yet. He does look like he was hit in the face with a frying pan. That's neither here nor there. He just is weird. That whole, like, she's a weird celebrity, which I'm sure she is in Salt Lake.
I mean, it made me feel very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I think, personally, there's nothing wrong with being a little obsessed with your partner.
Oh, yeah.
But also, like, there's a way. This just felt really odd. And so, like you said, Taylor in her confessional is like, I mean, Mom Talk likes to drink. I like to drink. I'm not gonna not drink. In fact, tonight I'm getting fucked up. So now they're making out in the parking lot, and I'm thinking, this ain't gonna end well.
Cut to a 911 call.
911, what is the city and address of your emergency?
There's, like, domestic violence. Like, somebody is screaming, like, get off me. There is a woman screaming. There's, like, the garage door keeps opening and shutting. It sounds like she's trying to get out.
Okay.
I don't know if the kids are there right now because I think she shares time with her ex-husband.
We'll get somebody out there. Just stay here. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I don't know what's happening, but we see body camera footage at Taylor's house, and we hear Taylor yelling, shut up, shut up. Dakota is telling the cops that Taylor's hammered. Everyone is trying to calm Taylor down. And now we see this agonizing body cam footage on the porch. This was really sad to me.
It was very difficult to watch.
Yeah.
She's hammered.
So is he.
I'm sober.
How about we separate
Taylor,
for now? You
need to just calm down.
Hey, stop.
Taylor, stop.
Stop.
Just
we're not doing this.
Okay, but she threw me out in the garage.
No, because she is attacking the crap out.
You threw me in the garage.
Okay, stop
right there.
I peed my pants because I was so scared of him in my garage. He pushed me into the wooden thing, so I reacted. I threw the wooden thing at him, and when he came in, I threw everything else.
At this time, you're going to be placed under arrest.
Why?
For DV, for domestic violence, okay? So before I talk to you more about it, I need you to turn around and place your hands behind your back.
Jesus fucking Christ. There's so much to unpack in this. The first thing that really shocked me was when he said in the beginning, she's hammered. And she said, so is he. And he's like, I am sober. Mm-hmm. And you know, let me tell you something. It would not shock me if the police officers are also Mormon.
Yeah.
And this guy has probably done what he can to repair his reputation. And for her to say that, because again, just like I think she did with the women, she didn't want to be the only one who was implicated in the swinging. And now she doesn't want to be the only one who is drunk and screaming.
Yeah, that's a great point.
So she implicated him. And I was like, that is really fucked up.
She's so drunk.
Yeah.
It's really uncomfortable. And I'm not a big drinker. I don't really drink. But when you get that emotional drunk, she is like sobbing. She's a mess. That hair, not what it was in the scene before at all. It's really uncomfortable because alcohol is a depressant. And alcohol is going to bring out the tears and the emotions, whatever's at the surface. She looked like a little girl to me.
She really did. When I see Taylor, especially in this state, what I see is someone who doesn't have the emotional intelligence or even really just the tools to process what she's been through.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't just mean her divorce or the scandal. I'm talking about not living up to her family's expectations.
Yeah.
And when I look at her, I see someone who is self-sabotaging.
Absolutely. And I'm not judging her. We've all been there.
Sure.
I mean, I've had a night where I've been out and I'm like, are we fighting or fucking? Either way, I'm getting naked.
That's nice, dear. Can we put that on a t-shirt? Either way, I'm fucking.
This is a step beyond that.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. I think that there is a lot of emotional damage there, and they cuff her. They arrest her. How did they decide that she was the one to be arrested, right? The first person to hit, to assault, to throw hands is usually the first person who's arrested. So I don't know if there was Ring camera footage involved, because what she was saying was, I was defending myself against him. Here's the thing. Again, I think maybe she was acting out and he was like trying to stop her. I don't know. I don't know how she got arrested and he didn't. That's my point.
Well, I would imagine, too, that Taylor's reputation precedes her. I think that she is very well known in this town.
Good point.
I would also gather that you could take one look at her and see that she is inebriated.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if Dakota was like, I am sober. Give me a breathalyzer.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they gave him a breathalyzer so that they knew he had no alcohol in his system and was telling the truth. We don't know because we can only deduce. But it's really, really sad. And I mean, I feel guilty watching someone at such a low point because there's a lot of darkness there.
It really, really was.
And I think there's a lot of religious trauma. And if you don't process that shit, it haunts you.
Yeah. Well, let's go through the list, shall we? We got arrests. We got porn addiction. We got fentanyl addiction. We got cheating. We got swinging. I'm good. I think that's going to last me till 2025.
My Lord, y'all weren't joking about this show. This is like 12 episodes of Love After Lockup wrapped in one.
What could possibly happen in episode 2? I think we peaked.
They give us a montage of what we can look forward to the rest of the season, and we're not going to play it for you because hashtag spoilers. But what I will tell you is, this is a clown car with a never-ending array of clowns, and all the clowns look exactly the same.
Great hair.
Are you singing in Latin? I don't think the Mormons do that.
I'm good. Until next time, thank you for this recommendation. I'm going to go pop a Xanax and take a nap. Until then, I love you, down bitches.
I love you, Yellen Marsh, so much. I love you, DBs.
And I love you, Joey.
Love you too, baby. Bye.
Bye.
Mormon lives. Okay, so it was hashtag momtalk, momtalk.
I love momtalk in the summer. It's beautiful. Oh, God, I sang that every day for like 2 weeks in 2020.
Same.
Here's these gorgeous pearly white teeth.
Teeth. Anyway, Michaela, like I said, is one of the founding members of found. I cannot say that.
You are not okay.
No, is one of the founding member.
Are you kidding right now? And she wanted to find, she found a member, and the member
Can one of y'all put me on your prayer list? I think I need to be on it. I'm on the sick and shut-in list.
Make a TikTok about it. We'll make a couple bucks.